Cass led us away from our temporary hotel home down the main strip of the downtown core. The Metalla HQ loomed in the distance. There were helicopters circling, sure to keep their distance so as not to be affected by the phenomenon within. So Cass, where are we going?
We're holed up in the bottom floor of an underground car park nearby. Say what you will about the crumbling downtown, but it's great for those hiding out.
Yeah, no kidding. How many pairs are holed up down there?
Not nearly enough. And not nearly as many as before. That's why we're making our move sooner than we'd like.
What exactly is our move?
We've developed a plan for infiltrating that monstrosity of a building. There are four pairs at the hideout. Each will have a role to play if this is going to work. Fisher and I can get everyone inside, and from there, we'll have four objectives. One, shut down the power to the building. That will be up to you two. Two, cripple their means of organizing a response to our presence. When the power goes out, they'll know something is up. Cody and Maggie are a pair whose dominance is light. They're going to bring total darkness to all rooms and floors that we're not occupying. Hopefully, that will be enough for us to move around unhindered. Three, neutralize Grayson Metalla. There are two ways we can do this, and I'll explain more of that later. But without him out of the picture, I don't see a way for us to free the others. Which, of course, is objective four.
You mentioned a couple of ways to neutralize Grayson. What are they?
My ideal plan sees him taken down before we ever set foot in the building. One less variable. We've been monitoring his house, but he rarely goes there anymore. Option two is to seek him out during the operation and get him in the darkness. If he sees us coming, he'll win. Hands down.
If it's going to come to that, I'll do it. He was my friend. I'll never forget how it felt when the bond with Sadie was torn, and that was because of him. It was like my soul was ripped in half.
Like you could never imagine being whole again. Like your heart has been filled with a longing that can never be sated.
Yeah. How'd you know? I thought you were a solo.
I am. Mine is the oldest bond among solos, because of how I became one. My pair, Hendrik, was a kind soul, with a spirit for adventure. He had entered into Fisher alone to explore, and I'm not really sure what happened next. But I do remember how much it hurt. After a few days, it was clear that something was wrong with Fisher, too. I started to hear her everywhere, and she didn't sound like herself. Somehow, Hendrik had merged with her, and it almost destroyed them both. It drove her to chaos inside. I've been trying to rebuild her, but there's not a whole lot I can do.
My God, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I can still feel fragments of him sometimes. Anyway, we're here now. Our little vacation getaway.
We entered the parking garage through the main car entrance, and we walked down the ramps several layers. It was cold inside.
Everyone, the breach pair is here.
There were eight people sitting around a TV set tuned to a news report. Hey, everyone. A few nodded, one waved. I had expected to see a group that was, if not battle-hardened, at least capable and enthusiastic. The eight people before us looked nervous and scared. When are we doing this thing?
Midnight.
You could sense my tension, and I felt your hand grip mine. I definitely thought we'd have more time to prepare. Tonight. Jesus.
Don't look so grim. The plan is solid. We can do this.
Cass called over the others and proceeded to outline the plan. Our role was to access the electrical room and overload the power. Then we'd meet back in the lobby and Cass would drop us into the basement room with the pairs.
If you encounter any hostility, hide. We're infiltrating, not storming the castle. Keep radio contact the whole time. Everyone, get some rest if you can. You too. I'll show you where you can stay.
Cass led us to a utility room at the back of the lot. She opened up the door and gestured for us to enter. There had been an attempt to transform this into a comfortable space, and that made me smile.
I'll come get you when it's time. For now, we'll give you both some privacy.
Thanks, Cass. Are you as nervous as I am? I mean, did you see them? How are we supposed to go up against Grayson fucking Metalla and his army of evil? We're in so far over our heads in this one. I'm just... What are you doing? Right. You're right. Cass thinks this plan is solid, but I can't shake the feeling that something is gonna go wrong. And I can't shake the feeling that I might lose you. It might have only been a few days, I guess weeks in objective time. But in that short time, you've come to mean so much to me. I really couldn't do this without you. Thank you for being you. My shirt off. I can already start to feel you. It's happening sooner and sooner every time. This thing is what passes for a bed for them, huh? I'm gonna lay down for a sec. Just... Yeah. I just want to lick you for a little bit. I just want to make you feel good. Also, because I want to feel it too. Is that so bad? Okay. Wait, let me me just get my pants off the rest of the way. There. Feels so good when you just stroke me. Or while I'm sitting, just, swing your leg over and... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I love being inside you. God. I'm so fucking scared. You make me feel better. Thank you. Thank you. Wait, okay. I'm gonna flip you over. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, you look beautiful. I don't tell you that enough, I think. There isn't really time, I guess, in our life right now. Okay, ready? Oh. Yeah, grab my shoulders. Being able to feel you is always too much for me. It feels too good. I don't last very long. That's okay. Okay. I just laid beside you and held your hand. You leaned your head over and laid it on my chest. I was listening to my heartbeat. Hey, I really care about you. I moved my arm and pulled you tight against me. And we fell asleep like that, wrapped in each other's arms. I did not want this moment to end, because so much uncertainty was waiting for us on the other side of this moment. And far too soon, that uncertainty came knocking at the door.
You should see this.
What is it? We got up and exited the room. We found everybody gathered around the television.
Of the Metalla building, Each individual has claimed they've experienced a miraculous medical recovery thanks to a highly experimental new therapy developed by the company. One man claims they have regrown the leg he lost in an industrial accident years prior. Another individual claims to have gained the ability to walk after having been paralyzed since birth. These are truly stunning claims. Has Grayson Matala discovered some miracle cure? Is it connected to the strange occurrences surrounding this building? Keep watching.
Oh, yes, that's what he was trying to tell me in our phone call.
I'm Haley Grisham, first on the scene.
God damn it. He said he thought he could help every person on Earth. Was he right?
It's time.
Right. We gathered around Cass, and everyone laid a hand on her shoulder. I realized that I was gripping your hand too tight, and I let up the pressure. You gave me a reassuring smile. We landed in a storage room in the Matala building.
You all know what you need to do. Let's get to it. Quick and quiet.
We split up to complete our assigned tasks. As we started down a flight of stairs, we looked at each other with a shared realization. Despite new breach points having popped up in the area nearby, we still couldn't feel him. We were powerless.